Let's hear what Augie has to say from Shevlin.
Hi, this is August reporting from Northern Sun Farm in Shevlin Township. This is my report for the week of March 9th through the 16th. We are just a few days away from spring equinox. The days are a lot longer, and the sun feels strong and warm. We have almost exactly 12 hours of daylight, and we'll keep gaining about 3 minutes of daylight each day for the next couple of weeks. We got a fresh dusting of snow last night on top of the crusty old stuff. There was a little freezing drizzle this morning. We keep seeing so many deer on the way to and from school. We also saw 5 bald eagles on 1 dead deer by the road, and another bald eagle eating a huge fish by the side of the road. We couldn't tell what kind of fish it was because there wasn't much left, but its head, spine, and tail were about 1.5 to 2 feet long. A couple of days this week, we saw what we were pretty sure was rough-legged hawks. Are they still this far south, this late? We are looking for signs of spring. In the past years, we would have seen our first northern harriers or even Canada geese around now, but not yet this year. Just this week, we finally noticed the dogwood turning bright red, and the willows a very bright yellow orange. We've seen pussy willow buds, but the aspen buds in our yard are still small and tight. We're starting our first seeds for our garden inside now. And on the 15th, my mom heard the first sandhill cranes of the spring. She wanted to make sure she wasn't hearing things, so she had my dad go out and listen for them too, and he heard them too. I recommend donating to KAXC and KBXC. Talk to you next week.
Thank you, Augie. I couldn't have said it better myself. I recommend donating to KAXC, KBXC, and we look forward to more reports from Augie. The days are definitely getting longer. He's right, and we are 4 days or 5 days away from the equinox, and if you, like I, live on one of those east-west kind of roads, if you go out to the end of the road and look to the east at sunrise on the 21st, the sun will be coming up right straight down the middle of that road. Augie asked about rough-legged hawks, and I quickly turned to a book called Birds in Minnesota, by Robert B. Jansen. And this book is available for a pledge this morning. Mm-hmm. And it is a wonderful book. I think we've got 4 or 5 of these. If you're a fan of phenology and if you are a birder and would like to learn more about birds and birding, then I would say you probably want to call and pledge your support right now. But checking on the rough-legged hawk, I find Augie asked if it's possible that they could still be around, and the vast majority of sightings for rough-legged hawks occur in March, incredibly, and between March and April, and then after about the 1st of April, the numbers fall off pretty precipitously. But during March, that is the most likely time for seeing these guys. So
that's probably what he saw then, right?
Yeah. I'm thinking that it is indeed probably what he saw. And the rough-legged hawk, according to the maps furnished in Jansen's book, it is statewide. There are no counties within the state where a rough-legged hawk has not been seen summer, winter, or fall. Spring, I guess, included.
This is, like John said, we do have copies available when you pledge your support, $20 a month or above. It's an extensive book. It's not going to fit in your back pocket. It may be in your bibs, in the front pocket. Those are pretty big pockets. But it's heavy, and it's got a lot of great information in it.
Yeah, this is more the book, you know, so you see a bird, and you got some idea that it's this rather than that, and you go to your bird book, and you kind of search it out, and you find that bird in your bird book, and you get a name for it, and you go, okay, that's the one. Then you go to Birds in Minnesota, and then you find out when it was seen here, whether it's a regular visitor, whether it nests here, whether it migrates through here. All of that information is included in Birds in Minnesota, and it's a wonderful compendium for those of you who are passionate about birds, this is a book that you're going to want to get a hold of. Now, there was a book called Birds in Minnesota published by Robert Jansen earlier, 1987, but this is the new, updated, and thoroughly appended version. So definitely check this out. And now would be an excellent time to pledge your support to KAXE to grab a copy of this book and let people know that you are a fan of nature and of the outdoors. Mm-hmm. That's what we talk about on Tuesday.
And then you get more connected when you tune in Tuesday mornings. We'll get you Augie's note cards as well with that pledge of support, $20 a month or above.